Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Soggy weather today, complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Mellies is launching a summer student workplace experience program for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The Skills Training and Employment Preparation Initiative will help build job readiness through practical training, real work experience, and mentorship before graduation. Amy Ruddle, co-founder of Mellies, says the goal of the program is to build confidence and inclusion in society.
The goal is to see people with intellectual and developmental disabilities out in the community, working with money to buy things, to participate in the same things everyone else gets to participate in, and contributing to their community, a part of life.
The program, while looking for participants, opens today at its location on Walton Street. The municipality of Brighton is responding to a cybersecurity threat. The incident occurred July 20th, impacting the email system. The investigation has determined that an unauthorized party gained access to the municipal email system and used it to send unauthorized emails. There is currently no indication that any other sensitive municipal or personal data has been accessed or affected, and there is currently no disruptions to services. Officials say immediate action was taken to contain the threat. The municipality is working with Northumberland County IT Services and an unidentified IT firm to investigate the scope of the breach and protect any information. The YMCA Northumberland has completed a roof renovation following a grant from the Ontario Trillium Foundation. A ceremony Friday unveiled the $186,000 project. Originally opened in 1979, the Y has served the community for almost half a century. The facility welcomes almost 300,000 visits each year for vital programs and services, from swimming lessons and licensed childcare to fitness programs, camps, and community outreach initiatives. In sports, the Cobra Kodiaks are in Six Nations tonight for lacrosse action, and the Jays continue a series with the Rays tonight at the Dome. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your Truly Local 3-day weather forecast is next.
With the way the world has changed the landscape of retail, isn't it nice to know there is a place downtown Port Hope to shop? That no matter what your lifestyle, there is something for you. All Things Beautiful is a ladies' fashion boutique featuring diverse lines including Bryn Walker, Frank Lyman, Gratzias, Spanner, Piccadilly, and more. Come experience our vibe at 87 Walton Street, up the hill in downtown Port Hope. Follow me on Instagram at All Things Beautiful, Inc.
Northumberland business owners, ready to grow? Katz Marketing helps businesses get noticed. With over 40 years of experience, we create websites, print, signage, and digital marketing that connects with customers online, in your community, and in AI searches. Clients call us a true full-service marketing experience and say, we captured our essence and branding. Ready to grow? Visit katzmc.ca or call 905-885-9998 today. Katz Marketing, built for what's next.
Now here's your Truly Local 3-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Increasing cloudiness, showers beginning this morning, risk of a thunderstorm, 10 to 15 millimeters of rain, high 22, humidex 29. Cloudy periods tonight, 60% chance of showers, low 16. Sun cloud mix tomorrow, showers possible, high 22, sunny for Thursday and 25. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.